This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 247 for Monday, January 30th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is surging higher to start the week, supported by higher soybean prices and a weaker Canadian dollar. Chicago soil is on the rise at the start of trading Monday, while European rapeseed is mostly higher. Malaysian palm oil, on the other hand, is mostly lower. Crude oil is slightly lower due to risk-off sentiment, despite Chinese markets returning from Lunar New Year holidays. The Canadian dollar is down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent from Friday's close. The March canola contract is up $15.30 per ton at $823. In the U.S., corn is showing some weakness, while soybean prices are increasing by the double digits. Meanwhile, wheat is making gains. Corn-growing areas of Argentina received sorely needed rains over the weekend with more than an inch in some areas, but amounts were sporadic and more is needed to reverse drought conditions. Central and northern Brazil will get more rain this week, which will delay plantings for the safrinha crop. After the Lunar New Year break, Dalian corn prices in China were lower by 3 to 13 yuan per ton, with nearby contracts higher than deferreds. The weekly commitments to traders report showed a net 9,600 contracts bought, moving the net long position to above 200,000 contracts for the first time since last November. The March corn contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.82. Soybean prices are rallying due to persistent drought in Argentina, despite receiving rains over the weekend. Meanwhile, Brazil is still slated for a record crop of 153 million tons, but those same rains are delaying the soybean harvest, which is only 4.4% complete, compared to 11% in a drought-stricken 2022. Strong demand from the U.S. is also lifting soybean prices. Soybean spec traders were more than 146,200 net long for the week ended January 24th, 22,000 contracts less than the previous week. The March soybean contract is up 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.26. Hard red winter wheat crops in Kansas have some snow cover in northwestern parts of the state, but much of the state does not. This leaves them vulnerable to winter kill as cold temperatures remain in place this week. Net short positions were added to all three U.S. wheat varieties. However, commercial grain firms are net long for all three. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.53. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.79. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.24. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, January 30th, in Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com. I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.